conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget, and would require responsiveness to the people. But is an Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans, who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists, to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, it's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exist? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI leads our truly firearms at the highest level.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
War Sport introduces the LBOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LBOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us, Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Shall not be in French, shall not be in French, shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling into the third hour on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My guests from Texas/U.S. Law Shield have graciously stayed on for one more segment because we never really got to the meat of what I was going to ask. Guys, with this young lady that has been caught because she was honest in New Jersey, if she had joined Texas Law Shield or U.S. Law Shield, which does operate in Pennsylvania, one of the first things you guys would have done would have been to educate her, wouldn't you?
That's exactly right. Anybody who is traveling outside of their home state, we always, always advise that they give us a call so we can update them on the gun laws for all the states that they will be traveling through. And, of course, if this young lady would have been a member, we would have hoped she would have called and we could have properly advised her to head off any sort of issue she may have had in New Jersey, because New Jersey obviously is a very hostile state to people like you and me. But at the end of the day, we would never have left her high and dry if she were a member. If she was with us, we would have advised her all day long to make sure that any sort of trouble she would have gotten into would be mitigated just by being able to talk to a lawyer.
Now, she has retained Evan Knappen, who's like the Audie Murphy of gun legal defense in New Jersey. I'm sure that's not going to be cheap, but he feels that there really isn't a whole lot that can be done here because the judge doesn't have a lot of discretion because of this mandatory sentencing guideline they operate under.
I mean, this mandatory sentencing guidelines is just an insult to the human race. It just takes common sense and discretion out of everything. And these, I know we're going off on a different tangent, but these mandatory guidelines and the zero tolerance policies, just everybody should be insulted that they are a part of our law.
And which one of the curious things, though, is that I read in one of the stories about her that apparently in New Jersey, the prosecutors do have some sort of discretion with regard to allowing people to take care of their case on a pretrial disposition basis. We have that here in Texas. It's called pretrial diversion. And apparently this prosecutor is unwilling to do that for this lady. And I don't know. I guess it's either a political or philosophical decision. It seems wrong to me. But you know, with regard to enforcing, the reason the judge's hands are tied is because the state has chosen to prosecute her. Now, obviously, this could have been handled in a common sense manner where the police officer said, could have told her, well, ma'am, that's not legal here in New Jersey. I suggest you get back to Pennsylvania immediately. Or the prosecutor could have said, because, you know, really, you have to start looking at intent. Intent is a big part of the law. In fact, intent used to be an element of every crime. But as we have become a society which desires to punish people for things that we disagree with or don't like, intent has been replaced in a lot of areas with strict liability. Intent, the mens rea has been lowered to not just be an intentional standard, but it could be a reckless or a criminally negligent standard. But I think in this, you know, in a case like this, that's where prosecutorial discretion should come in to say, look, we, You know, these laws are to punish bad people. Clearly, this woman was, she wasn't a gang member. She didn't have a criminal past. She obviously had passed some sort of legitimate, lawful scrutiny to get a Pennsylvania license in the first place, that this is an episode where discretion should say that this woman shouldn't be prosecuted. But that, you know, that decision lies 100% with the state. The state could choose to drop this tomorrow if they wanted to.
Apparently they have some sort of something they refer to as a diversionary program that would allow her to avoid jail time. I don't know if she would still be convicted. She's also been charged with having hollow point ammunition. In the event, in the remaining time we've got, if she had been a member of Texas Law Shield, what could you guys have done to help her out once she... Well, probably she wouldn't have gone to New Jersey carrying a gun, would she?
Yeah, that's
correct.
We
really believe in that old saying that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So that's
just sad to me. She's a 27-year-old mother of two. She works two jobs. She had only had a gun for a week, so apparently Pennsylvania is a rather constitutional state with the concealed carry licenses, at least. And she worked, a family member recommended she get a gun and carry it because she had been robbed one time coming home from one of the jobs. So she was just trying to take care of herself. And naively, it's bad to call it naivete to think that you can go from one state in the United States to another state in the United States and you have a 180-degree different outlook on people carrying a gun.
Yeah, I truly believe if she would have been a member, this would have never happened. She would have been properly informed. So I think it would have been a non-issue if she were, number one, a member, and number two, would have called us.
Well, every so often, the U.S. Congress contemplates a national reciprocity or basically forcing states to recognize other states' licenses.
Right.
Which, to me, I'm kind of curious from a legal standpoint as to why such a law would be necessary, because it would seem to me that under the full faith and credit clause of the U.S. Constitution, other states have to recognize other driver's licenses, marriage licenses, et cetera, et cetera. So, why somebody couldn't bring a full faith and credit lawsuit against a state that doesn't recognize their licenses, that's a legal avenue that I absolutely think should be available.
Is it not available? I mean, or is it just hasn't been thought of?
Well, I'm sure it's been thought of. Pretty much everything's been thought of. Legally, I don't, like I said, I find it to be intellectually curious. I don't know the answer to it. But it absolutely seems to me that if everybody's driver's license is reciprocal with each state, that everybody's concealed handgun license ought to be reciprocal with each state.
Well, this is where all of these anti-gun states rise up and say, 10th Amendment, home rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
That's where I believe John Cornyn has just presented that to the Senate again. It went before a vote last year. And at the same time, Manchin and Toomey got more votes than Manchin and Toomey, came within three votes of passing. So I agree with you. I don't understand why that has to be. Did that have to be passed with driver's licenses and marriage licenses and birth certificates and stuff?
I do not think so.
I don't think so either.
Like I said, it's under the full faith and credit clause, which, not to get too politically afar, but that has always been the plan with gay marriage, was to get it legal in several states and then use the full faith and credit clause to bludgeon the other states who didn't agree to make it legal.
Right. Yeah, I've known that, and I personally like that page out of their playbook. I think we should use that as well.
Yeah, I
agree. It's a good strategy.
Does this mean we're part and parcel of a conspiracy now?
Probably.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. A conspiracy are two people that agree the same that the government doesn't like.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
We're in.
I'm good with that. I can live with that. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to hold over with me through this segment, because I wanted to get that stuff out.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the callers. This is a good one.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed two-thirds of them.
even Greg from Arkansas.
I think it was Gary.
Gary.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay. Well, we will do this again. Don't skip a week, because then I begin to go into delirium tremens and all that other withdrawal stuff, okay?
You got it.
When you guys skip a week, it just puts me into all kinds of other stuff. But
okay.
Texas/U.S. Law Shield, currently operating Oklahoma, Colorado, Florida, Texas, and Colorado. Promo code BillRadio1 gets you 14 months for the price of 12. It is a very small price to pay. I would rather be paying them $11 a month than have to call up Evan Knappen and say, okay, I think I can get a second mortgage on my house. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Welcome back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. When I was saying where Texas Law Shield operates, I said Colorado twice. I forgot Pennsylvania. But they do cover Colorado, just not twice. Michael Waldman is the president of the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University. And he wrote a book. called The Second Amendment, a biography And he decided to look at the Heller case, and for some reason he was stupid about the Heller case. He didn't seem to take the time in writing a book to understand what he was talking about. In his two sentences explaining what was at issue in the case, he seems strangely ignorant, or he wants his readers to stay strangely ignorant about exactly what law the case challenged. He wrote that this this overturned a statute that barred individuals from keeping a loaded handgun at home without a trigger lock. In a later sentence, he again refers merely to the ban on loaded handguns. That's really very off target. The law challenge did not merely ban the possession of a loaded handgun without a trigger lock. They banned the registration of any handgun that hadn't already been registered before the restrictive statutes went into effect in 1976. They also banned owning unregistered handguns. So this essentially banned handguns entirely for anyone who hadn't been grandfathered in nearly two and a half decades before it. 3 decades. It was long guns, which could still be legally obtained, that had the trigger lock requirement. In its essence, D.C. had banned any usable weapon for self-defense in the home. And this is what the Supreme Court said could not stand based on the Second Amendment. 6 years later, that's still as far as they've gone in authoritatively defending your rights under the Second Amendment. The style of that mistake is telling about the modern fight over gun rights. Those who advocate gun control prefer to greatly understate the importance of what's at stake, as Wildman did with Heller. Those who believe in Second Amendment rights, in Waldman's telling, have nothing real at stake. We're just translucent dupes fooled by the NRA, propaganda, and a sick, scared culture into wanting for some reason to own guns. Now, as any good lawyer would, Waldman, argues the alternatives. While insisting, of course, got to insist on things. the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed is meaningless as constitutional law. He also insists that courts should let democratic bodies do whatever they want, no matter what the Constitution says. And it's unclear whether he thinks that should also apply to the First Amendment, in which case we would slap him around. While he snarks over the lack of explicit fuss over personal weapon possession versus questions about state militias in the original 18th century debate, he argues the alternative against himself inadvertently. He makes it clear, implicitly and even explicitly, that the cultural atmosphere of the founding era made the idea that government would pass a law like the real law at issue in Heller pretty much unthinkable. It would be no more worth hashing over than, as he himself quotes Noah Webster's founding father snark about whether they needed to specify in the Constitution that the new government could just restrain any inhabitant of America from eating and drinking. He also pretends at various points that lack of debate over personal possession of weapons is some gotcha revelation. About the original intent of the amendment, which he thinks is just to give state militias power to resist federal tyranny, which he hopes all moderns would see as not worth respecting. Waldman himself writes that, to be sure, Americans expected to be able to own a gun just as they understood they had a right to own property. They sure did, Waldman. Still do. Many still do. One gets the impression he isn't even trying to convince anyone of anything. He's just proud of his attitude, which he thinks unassailably righteous. The guns can be very dangerous, and a democratic government should be free to fight that danger by any means necessary. In this particular instance, he is the apt choice to write a popular book meant to define the modern, reasonable, liberal attitude toward gun rights. It annoys him and his fellow activists and politicians that they even have to think about the Second Amendment. The real message of this book, and of modern gun controllers in general, is that nothing meaningful is at stake on the other side. That any slight chance that some gun restriction might save a life justifies it. so we can take them all away if it saves one life. We don't know how to measure it. We wouldn't be able to point it out to you. And all these other times, these 7,000 times a day that people out there save their own lives that we can see and measure, they don't matter. Because there's nothing really at stake here, you see. Another thing he shows inadvertently, however, is how little respect he has for those who believe in the right to self-defense. And he blithely tosses out this sentence: the notion of personal safety guaranteed only by a gun in every hand drawn to fend off the marauding Klan happily is past. Not in this era, Mr. Waldman, where your president is allowing new Klans to come across the southern border, sir. What is it replaced by the way? What's replacing the gun in every hand? Does he not understand that if the right of self-defense means anything in a world in which guns exist and will continue to, that it means the right to own a gun needs to be respected? Does he get that? Does he actually believe that something in the world has changed that means that everyone is now safe from assault and armed self-defense is a relic? Did he read anything about the experiences of the plaintiffs in Heller and its 2010 follow-up McDonald, which extended Second Amendment protections against state and local laws? The dilemma that people like him face isn't even really about the Second Amendment, as he shows some signs of recognizing. Most challenged gun right restrictions have survived the Heller test in lower courts. The real problem for gun controllers is that Democratic public opinion has, for the foreseeable future, turned firmly in the direction of respect for gun rights. That attitude has proven resistant to even the sort of mediagenic public tragedies that those bothered by the idea of guns think should reverse our policy course and our attitude. They don't like it. After the Isla Vista shootings in Santa Barbara, Blumenthal wanted to revive bills aimed at the mentally ill. He offered legislation to keep those with even temporary restraining orders against them from being able to buy guns, and leaned on retail establishments to do more to keep guns out of their stores. California has reacted to this with proposed laws allowing others to decide for you that you shouldn't be able to buy a gun. And after the prohibited person shot police officers in Las Vegas, Harry Reid is out there talking about returning to tougher background check laws when they don't enforce the ones we got. Killer in Vegas, he was a felon, so he couldn't have bought a gun no matter what background check thing was in place. These bills that are out there, they have every chance of being resurrected at any given time. Every single gun control scheme and concept is alive and well. Feinstein keeps all of her stuff in a drawer to be dusted off. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
More pounding from the blunt object.
All right, welcome back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Coming from New Jersey's 101.5 WKXW-FM radio. Whoa. A new study by the Violence Policy Centers finds states that have weak gun laws and higher rates of gun ownership also have the highest overall gun death rates in the country. This being a report, according to 101.5. Now, I call it a report that way because this is a bunch of authorized journalists regurgitating and parroting a bunch of anti-gun talking points. And this is to make sure that these claims hold the headline spot, you see. Kirsten Rand, the legislative director for the Violence Policy Center, says New Jersey has a gun ownership rate of about 11% and a gun death rate of about 5.5%, and that is very low. And then she compares it to the state that ranks the highest, Louisiana, which has a death rate of 18.91 per 100,000, and attributed the difference to the Garden State's waiting periods, licensing of gun owners, and more restrictive concealed carry permitting. Now, notice that in one thing part she talks about percentage of population, and in the other she goes into percentage per 100,000. This is the bait and switch. This is implying that in Louisiana, that people like Steve that called in from Louisiana, he goes out and gets his permit and goes out there and starts killing people. And people that hang out with Steve do that. That's what this is implying. In states like New Jersey, criminals are exempt from registering guns. All based upon a Supreme Court ruling in a case called Haynes versus the United States that they found that requiring a criminal to register a gun was the same as requiring him to confess to being a prohibited person in violation of law, which in turn would violate his right to self-incrimination. So in New Jersey, the criminals are exempt from that by law. Before that, though, the VPC pulls another sleight of mind trick, and that's by specifying New Jersey's gun ownership rate. Ownership is a legal and moral term. A criminal gun possessor no more owns a gun that he uses in a crime than the car thief owns the car he steals. The relevant thing to look at is who is doing the killings and where they're being done. Let's look at Chicago. 82 people shot over the 4th of July weekend. That's hardly reflective of the rest of the state and hardly the responsibility of the significant portion of the population that endured the oppressive law and obtained firearms owners' identification cards. Predators, criminals, all these things that you and I might jump through to legally own a gun, to be a good citizen, they're not concerned with that stuff. And nothing that the civilian citizen disarmament crowd wishes to pass is going to change that basic truth ever. Ever. An example that is frequently cited and which bears repeating here provides a way people can test for themselves whether it really is the availability of guns that causes criminal behavior, which is also a corollary to the nonsensical assertion that guns kill. Take the millions of people that belong to a gun rights group because they feel like they want to be engaged in this fight, and then tally up the number of gun deaths attributable to us, this demographic of people involved in gun rights. Now, you can be sure if they could actually make that claim, if this was actually happening, that the hoplophobe astroturfers and their legitimate news media people like 101.5 WKX WFM W Radio OO, the Washington Post, New York Times, MSNBC, name them, they would be more than happy to point out the connection and tar us all with the brush of murder, which they do anyway. They just can't make that connection. In reality, and we can play their little game of using rates, ours is actually less than gun-free Japan or the UK or Australia. And there's really no need to continue. The problem is not with law-abiding gun owners. We're not robbers. We're not killers. We're not rapists. Golly, we're not a lot of things. Let's go to the phones. Fred in Philadelphia. Yes, sir.
Hey. First time, I believe, of calling to your program.
Yes, sir.
I like the program.
Thank you.
And I want to talk. I'm glad you're bringing up how to lie with statistics. I think it's very important, and I'd like to see you do as much as possible on that. It's a rich mind to be mined with that. And I want to bring up a little example of that. And you can get back to the guns immediately, but I just want to talk about the economic statistics and that they always tell us that there have been, 180,000 jobs created in a certain month, or
right,
90,000 new housing starts. But that doesn't mean anything when the population is 2.5 times greater than it was in 1955. You have to look at the percentage increase of anything to determine whether something is good or bad.
Well, and we can take that same statistical setup the way you've got it, and we can apply it and make it pro-gun because the population has increased, gun ownership has increased, concealed carry is up 130%, and murder is down 22%. So more people, more guns, less crime.
Right, but I mean, it, when you use the percentage, it has it's one figure comparing to another, which is good. But when you just when you have a raw figure of 200,000 jobs created, it doesn't mean anything. When you have to look at how many people are looking for work or the population of the country.
Well, see, and here's
then that's told with a lot of you always get someone on these business channels that will basically, like a booster kind of a person.
Yeah.
Spoken with a lot of affect, you know, a lot of emotional affect, like, I'm sure the White House loves this. This is good news. It's not news at all. It's not good news or news. It's a false using of numbers. 200,000 or 180,000 jobs in a month. I want to know how many people, what's the denominator of that fraction?
Well,
what is it compared to?
See, this is the problem. And the problem is not you because you're paying attention to the numbers.
You look
at that 200,000 and, you know, and I don't know what the number is, but I think 63% of America is not in the workforce right now. So that's got to be some massive number. So it's 200,000.
It's like that in Europe too.
So, I mean, You got your eye on the ball, but see, the problem isn't you, Fred. And I mean, I do throw a lot of stats around. That 200,000 number to the people that are not me and you, to the low info people that are just watching the magic box and see a guy that says that he's a writer for Bloomberg Business Week and they're thinking, wow, he must know his stuff. They throw out that 200,000 number and everybody looks at each other in the low info living room and says, that's pretty good.
and
they don't take into consideration. They don't take into consideration what you said, that it's just a fraction of something.
Right, it's a fraction. Now they're doing it in the print media, too. I mean, they're actually, believe it, I mean, that, you can sit there for 10 seconds, and if you have half a brain on you, you're going to realize this statistic doesn't mean anything without something that you're comparing it to. How many people are in the population? How many people are looking for work? Blah blah blah, and then on the crime statistics, I would definitely just blow them away with your examples of these fallacious supposed benefits for banning guns.
Well, can you hold on through the last break?
Sure.
We'll hear your music in a minute. I'll throw a couple
of stats.
I'm sorry.
You're Bill, right?
I am Bill.
Okay, Bill. Hold on.
They do, what you're describing is exactly what the gun grabbers do. Well, they'll use a percentage of something and say it's attributable to this. But then when you look around other places and you look at other figures, they say, well, that doesn't mean anything or anything else. That's the same kind of scheme they use. But we'll explore this a little deeper when we get back. Last time today, I give it back for a public. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
I try to relax when my church runs me out of town.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I cannot take this.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Fred in Philadelphia, who has thankfully pointed out what I try to point out. And I'm glad he knows it, about this statistical shell game the anti-gunners like to run on us all the time. I'll give you an example of it, Fred. I don't know if you've ever heard this before. And if you have, you can stop me and I'll move on to the next one you may have never heard. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Right now, the one of the continuing memes is that the Republicans are blocking funding for the CDC to study gun violence. And the thing they are pointing out is the epidemic of children being killed by guns. And they include within the children being killed by guns the age groups between 0 and 19. Now, one thing that you can do is you can look at who the children are doing the killing. Most of the killing done by the children are against other children, and they're in these little confabs called gangs. And 70% of that happens in 3% of the counties of the United States. But they want a new study because they believe the CDC is counting where it should be considered an accidental shooting, it's being counted as a homicide. But then when they get out there and they say that this is not being counted correctly, they fail to point out that overall, when you combine accidental shootings and homicides, and let's say they're both mistaken and one's actually accidents and a homicides and vice versa, overall, it's down 57%. It's trending down like everything else that has to do with violent crime in the United States. That's trending down.
Yeah. I have a comment on this. First of all, intentional shootings aren't the same as an accidental shooting legally.
Right.
So, and by the way, there's technology and there's requirements to keep guns in a certain safe place in the home, and there's the technology of that people are adopting of if you want to adopt it to prevent the wrong person from picking up a gun, the non-owner. So they're throwing in into one big pot both kinds of behaviors, and one is a crime and one isn't.
Correct. Very simple answer to that question. Correct. They're trying to let's look at Louisiana, which does have the highest state death gun death rate.
Bill, I wanted to. I guess you're going to hit the same nail that I'm going to hit, but you can't compare. I mean, you have such big social differences between, you know, Vermont and Louisiana or New Jersey and Louisiana, that you can't compare something, a phenomena, state by state, unless you control the kind of communities that you're looking at.
That is very correct. But the other thing that we can look at is that when you look at, if you were to take Chicago, Baltimore, and New York City out of our murders by gun statistics, just those three cities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We fall down below industrialized Europe in murders per 100,000. And in all the primary common denominator between those three cities is a very harsh requirement that you have to meet in order just to own a gun. I don't know what it is in Baltimore as far as carrying a gun. In New York, if you are, say, Charles Schumer, Senator Charles Schumer, you can get a unrestricted license to carry a gun anywhere you want to go in New York. In Chicago, I don't even know if they have it that much. But, I mean, New York City does have 34,000 carry permits. But most of the people that carry these guns are not going to be in a place where they're going to get in a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I do want to mention this first thing you said about Europe. The rate, if you take our those cities, then the rate is below industrialized Europe. I mean, there might be a problem in that you're looking at industrialized Europe. You're looking at urban Europe, and you haven't taken any of the cities out in that sample. But I do think that the general principle is to look at. When examples confuse, you have to go with principles, and those you can safely state without confusing people. Examples do confuse, and when you talk about people's behavior, it is a complex subject. But I would like to see the statistics on that town. What is it? It's called Kennesaw, Georgia.
Yes, well, crime is down since they enacted their requirement that every head of household have a gun.
Right,
crime
over time,
overall is down 80% in Kennesaw.
Yeah, over time is a valid thing in one sample. And then also maybe a town like that versus a town, you know, with similar wealth and class characteristics that hasn't. On that would indicate that Kennesaw is on the right track, but you can't compare, you know, something that's completely different with Kennesaw, but of a town that is, you know, not largely gun owning, then you can compare it. And I think that we have to get back to that info war and put these examples back on media, just like the, and you said there was a 101.3 in New Jersey. Let me talk about that. That's like a basically a struggling radio station that, you know, puts an echo around every piece of music that they put on the air and just ruins the music. But secondly, they're just flailing, Bill. They're just trying to get people to hyperventilate when they listen to their station. It's a very sensationalistic station. It's not a thoughtful station at all. It's not real talk radio. They might have someone call in and it's all rigged once in a while. But who was the woman? Who was the woman? What was her name? What's this woman again that did the report?
Well, the woman they quote is a woman named Kirsten Rand, who's the communications and legislative person for the Violence Policy Center. One of the more rabid anti-gun.
Violence Policy Center. Okay, yeah. What about just calling? What about instead of forming your conclusions, call it the Violence Statistics Center, and then people can then form their own conclusions. And the Violence Policy Center is a loaded name right there. You have something that is so, you know, disturbing to people, violence, and you're saying, oh, what policy should we have towards that? Well, let people run their own lives, and maybe violence will go down.
Well,
instead, you have a collectivist right. philosophy that throws itself in there. The Violence Policy Center. I mean, is that going to be then connected to a fusion center?
Well, the Violence Policy
maybe,
Center.
Maybe, because they've got thousands of these other organizations that are now glomming onto, HSD is glomming onto these organizations all over the country. So the Violence Policy Center is an invalid, I mean, right there. I'm not going to believe anything that comes out of something that's named like that.
The head of the Violence Policy Center, before I run out of time, just so you know if you didn't know this already, head of the Violence Policy Center was the guy that termed the phrase assault weapon. And at that time, what they were trying to do was get handguns banned. But they knew that was going to be a real tough lift, so what they wanted to do was ban semi-auto weapons, and he was the one that dubbed them assault weapon to create this mental imagery of anybody owning this all kitted up and lurking around your house and getting ready to come in and kick in your door and just execute you military style. So they're all about the imagery. They're all about the shell game that you've already pointed out.
Right, and then these stations are trying to fill up their time, and they're not going to vet anything.
They're just being parrots. They're just minor birds. You know, they just repeat what they hear.
They're minor birds. In fact, you know, save that phrase. You know, that's a good one.
Fred, thanks very much for the call. You stay
safe.
Thank you,
Bill.
All right, folks. We'll do it again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this: it has never ever been about gun control. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.